love singing.
我哋今朝早咧，我会同大家分享两段嘅圣经。
So I'm going to share two scriptures with you.
即系一段咧就喺以弗所书，另外一段系帖撒罗加前书。
So one from Ephesians and the other one is from Thessalonians.
呢两段嘅圣经咧，有啲嘅说话要对传道人同埋对信徒嚟到去讲。
Two parts from the scripture. They are one part to talk to our pastors.And the other one is to believers.
究竟呢两段嘅圣经里边咧，要对传道人同埋信徒讲啲乜嘢咧
？So actually, what does these two scripture would like to tell us today?
我希望咧，趁住今朝早嘅 Andrew 嘅就职礼咧，能够再一次嚟到去成为我哋嘅提醒同埋帮助。
So I hope that what I've taught today at Andrew's commissioning service will be our help and our remind.
第一。个嘅重点对传道人要讲嘅就系乜嘢咧？就系传道人嘅嗰个嘅职责咧，就系要装备信徒作事奉嘅工作。
So the very first thing about is for our pastors is to equip his people to serve.
圣经话乜嘢咧？圣经话咧要你都去为要装备信徒做事奉嘅工作，建立基督嘅身体。
我有冇阻住大家睇 ？Am I blocking you? That's good. I'm not trying. That's good. So verse 12 said to equip his people for work of service.So that the body of Christ may be built up.
圣经提醒第一个嘅牧者嘅职责咧，就系要嚟到去装备圣徒做侍奉嘅工作。
So the first reminder from the scripture for our pastors is to equip his people for work of service.
边个去侍奉啊
？Who's going to serve？
唔系净系牧者去侍奉。
It's not just our pastors.
圣经话牧者嘅职责咧，系要嚟到去装备圣徒。让圣徒咧，信徒咧嚟到去做侍奉嘅工作。
So the task, the obligation for the pastor is to equip his people to serve the Lord.
边个系要嚟到去侍奉咧
？Who needs to serve？
唔系净系牧者去侍奉。
It's not just our pastors.
唔系净系长老去侍奉。
It's not just our elders.
唔系净系组长去侍奉。
It's not just our leaders.
而系我哋每一个嘅圣徒咧，都要一齐嚟到去侍奉神。
But every single believer needs to serve the Lord.
圣经亦都提醒牧者嘅第二个工作咧，系要你哋去帮助信徒咧有同样嘅信心同埋知识。
The second point that the scripture reminded us, the pastors, is to help his people to have the same faith and knowledge.
呢个嘅同样嘅信心同埋知识咧，系响耶稣基督里边嘅信心同埋知识。
This same faith and knowledge is in the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
你睇到圣经唔系要叫我哋咧要有相同嘅文化。
So the scripture never asks us to have the same culture.
圣经唔系要求我哋要相同嘅语言。
The Bible never asks us to have the same language.
圣经唔系要求我哋咧要相同嘅嗜好。
The Bible never asks us to have the same hobbies.
圣经要求我哋咧要喺耶稣基督里边咧有相同嘅信心同埋呢个嘅知识。
So what the scripture asks us is to have the same faith and knowledge in the Son of God.
喺今时今日要喺一间嘅教会里边建立。一个嘅相同嘅信心同埋知识咧，系好难好难一件事。
It is really challenging to do within the church to really have the same faith and knowledge in Jesus Christ.
今时今日咧，要喺长老会各教会里边嘅牧者里边咧，要建立相同嘅信心同埋知识喺耶稣基督里边嘅信心同埋知识系好难一件事。
Really, really challenging, especially to build up the same faith and knowledge in Jesus Christ among our pastors, among all the Presbyterian churches.
我哋今时今日面对一个最大嘅挑战，就系点样嚟到系喺耶稣基督里边咧有相同嘅信心同埋呢个嘅知识。
The biggest challenge for us to face today is to have the same faith and knowledge in Jesus Christ。
牧者咧就有一个咁样嘅责任咧，要嚟到去帮助信徒咧，嚟到去装备信徒去侍奉。
So the pastor actually got the obligation to equip people to serve。
亦都有一个嘅责任，你要帮助信徒咧有共同嘅信心同埋知识喺耶稣基督里边。
And to help the believers, his people, to have the same faith and knowledge in Jesus Christ.
圣经话咧，我哋要长大成人，达到基督完全长成嘅身量。
So the Bible said, until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
第三就系要帮助佢嘅信徒咧，你都去长大成熟。
And the third one is to help us people to become mature.
圣经提醒我哋就系咧，我哋要嚟到去成熟成长。
The Bible reminds us to be mature.
我哋唔可以净系停留喺信心嘅初阶。
And to grow, and you can't just stick onto the elementary level of having the faith.
每一个嘅信徒嘅生命都要不断去成长。
Every single Christian's life must grow.
冇神嘅话，我哋唔会成长。
Without the scripture, without God's words, we will never grow.
冇认真读圣经，我哋唔会嚟到去成长。
If we never sincerely read and study the Bible, we will never grow.
我哋唔能够净系嚟到去一个礼拜翻嚟一次，就期望自己可以长大成人。
We can't expect ourselves to be mature to grow if we just come here once a week.
我哋要认真看待神嘅说话。
We need to sincerely look at the words from God.
对牧者来讲呢，我们最大的一个挑战呢，不是教导弟兄姊妹讲呢，就是圣经有几重要。
So the most important job for our pastor is not to tell the believer how important God's words is.
一个对牧者最大的挑战是怎样帮助信徒呢，对圣经有兴趣。
So the biggest job, the most challenging job for a pastor is how to make it interesting for us to read the Bible.
唯有我们一起呢，来到去对神的话语认真，我哋先至能够嚟到去成长成熟。
Only if every one of us is being sincere when studying God's word, then we can grow.
圣经亦都提醒我哋要点样咧？要嚟到去提醒牧者咧，要嚟到去劳苦工作。
So the fourth point is for our pastor is to work hard.
喺帖撒罗尼加前书里边讲咗啲乜嘢？嗰啲喺你哋中间劳苦嘅。
So in Thessalonians chapter 15, it says.Those who work hard.
有时候我对住一啲啱啱翻到嚟教会嘅一啲嘅朋友咧，佢哋总会问我一个问题。
So usually I'm being approached by some newcomers to church, and they always will ask me a question.
你哋除咗礼拜日之外，平时系咪冇嘢做嘅
？So besides working on Sunday, have you got nothing to do during other days?
除咗讲道啊，之外咧，唱下歌啊，祈祷啊，其他礼拜一至礼拜六咧，你哋系咪都好得闲
？So besides preaching, praising the Lord, singing and praying.So are you really available and free during the weekdays?
牧师嘅人工有几钱啊
？So how much do you get for your salary?
如果一个礼拜做一日工咧，唔错喎。
So you're just working for one day and you get all the salary. It's really good.
所以咧，好多嘅人都唔明白今日牧者嘅工作要做啲乜。
But actually, many people actually don't understand what is our job.
要嚟到去做一个嘅牧者。
To be a pastor.
首先一个嘅 criteria 就系一个嘅要求就系咧，你要被神呼召。
So the first criteria is you need to be called by God.
然之后咧，你要入神学院读书。
And then you need to do some biblical study theology.
有啲人读三年，有啲人读四年，有啲人读五年。
Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 or 5 years to finish all the study.
我计计我自己读书嘅日子咧，而家都九年啦。
So I've been studying for 9 years.
其实今时今日好多人都读书，不断读书。
So actually nowadays, there are many people who keep studying.
但唔系净系读书喎。
But it's not just to study.
牧者咧识唔识讲道啊
？Do you know how to preach as a pastor？
你嘅口才好唔好啊
？Are you fluent？ Are you really good at preaching？
你识唔识同人沟通啊
？Do you know how to communicate with other people？
你有冇一个好嘅人际关系啊
？Do you have a really good interrelationship with people？
你识唔识同老人家沟通啊
？Do you know how to talk to the older people,
你识唔识同中年人沟通
？Do you know how to talk to middle-aged people？
你识唔识同年青人沟通
？Do you know how to talk to the youth？
你可唔可以同呢个嘅大学生打成一片
？Can you just mix well with the tertiary students？
你惊唔惊小朋友嘈啊
？Are you scared of the noise made by the kids？
你识唔识得嚟到去探访嘅时候要同人讲啲乜嘢安慰嘅说话
？Do you know what to say in all those comforting words when you're visiting other people？
喺呢个婚礼里边，你可唔可以说话得体啊？
Do you know how to speak appropriately at a wedding?
你可唔可以讲嘢喺说话得体喺呢个嘅丧礼里边啊
？And how about at a funeral?
你系咪一个好嘅行政人员管理
？Are you really good admin people?
你唔识管理，点样样做牧师咧
？If you don't know how to manage, how can you be a pastor?
我 interview 嘅时候咧，有一个问题咧，我都觉得唔知点答好。
So when he got an interview, there's a question that I don't actually know how to answer.
牧师，你识唔识电脑啊
？So Do you actually know how to do computer work?
Do you know actually know the knowledge of computer?
你识唔识得电脑嘅知识啊？
你识唔识得打字啊
？Do you know how to type?
跟住我答佢一个话，一个答住俾佢一个答案。
And I give that person an answer.
我话如果我打中文字嘅话
，If I type Chinese,
我一分钟最少应该60个字。
So I can actually type 60 Chinese characters per minute.
我都好有啲串咁样讲。
I'm actually quite arrogant to say that.
我相信咧，成个奥克兰斯体里边咧，应该冇几多个人咧可以打字快得过我。
I believe that among all the Aucklanders, I think no one can really type faster than me.
In Chinese.
In Chinese. 中文打中文字。
所以呢个好紧要。
So it's really important Chinese.
所以咧，牧師嘅工作咧實在太多啦。
So there are actually so many jobs to be done by a pastor.
點樣嚟到去做好呢份工咧
？How to do our job well？
其實靠自己真係唔得。
If you just rely on yourself, don't forget about it. Just forget about it.
所以我哋只能夠點樣樣啊
？So what we can do？
只能夠盡自己嘅責任去做。
We can just do our best.
然之後希望上帝俾我哋力量去做。
Yeah, and pray that God will grant us strength.
所以我相信對 Andrew 嚟講都係一樣嘅。
To use just the same.
So many of us may expect him to do a
lot, a lot, a lot. Ah, you see, he's doing more and more, you feel more and more.
So you see him doing a lot, a lot of things, you think, oh, that's really
good. So you see him doing a lot, a lot of things, you think, oh, that's really good.
没错，圣经要求牧者咧要你都去努力工作。
It's so true that the pastor needs to work hard.
我哋都需要喺当中咧嚟到去成为牧师嘅帮助。
But we need to be his support and help on the way.
第五就系乜嘢咧？要牧者咧，亦都要你到去关怀。
The fifth point is to care。
圣经话乜嘢咧？就系咧，嗰啲喺主里边督导你哋嘅，中文就译作督导啊，就系关怀。
Who care for you in the Lord？
圣经提醒牧者嘅工作咧，系要你到去关怀弟兄姊妹。
The Bible reminded us the job of the pastor is to care。
真系要关怀一个人，实在唔容易。
To care for someone is actually not that easy。
有时候咧，有人好中意俾你关怀。
So sometimes people love to be cared for.
有时候咧，有啲人唔中意被人关怀。
And actually, someone doesn't like to be cared for.
有时候咧，有啲人咧就系好讨厌被人关怀。
Someone actually hate being cared for.
所以咧，我哋要点样样喺主里边咧，喺主嘅里边咧去关怀弟兄姊妹咧
？How can we share our care and love in Christ？
系一件好难嘅工作。
Really challenging, it's difficult.
圣经亦都更加提醒我哋要点样啊？牧者要你都去劝戒。
Number six, also we need to admonish others.
要你都去喺主里边咧劝戒弟兄姊妹。
So we need to admonish other people in Christ.
要去你都去关怀已经好唔容易。
So to care for some other people is not easy already.
要你都去劝戒更加困难。
To admonish is even harder.
当你见到一个弟兄姊妹唔啱嘅时候。做一啲嘅说话咧，做一啲嘅生活嘅一啲嘅生活嘅表现咧，违背圣经嘅时候咧，点样样去劝戒咧
？So how do you admonish someone when a brother and sister actually do something against the Bible？
我哋都唔中意破坏人际关系。
We actually never want to ruin our relationship。
我哋唔中意咧嚟到去令到大家气氛唔好。
We don't like to ruin the atmosphere。
但系圣经提醒牧者。
But the scripture reminds。Pastors.
我哋唔系嚟到去容忍错误。
We can't just accept mistakes.
我哋要嚟到去劝戒。
We need to admonish.
喺主嘅里边去劝戒。
In Christ.
以上呢六点咧系对牧者嘅劝勉。
So all the above six points are for our pastors.
唔单止系俾 Andrew， 今朝早亦都系俾我自己嘅提醒。
So it's not just for Andrew， but it's actually a reminder for myself.
跟住呢两段圣经咧，都提醒我哋对信徒嘅一啲嘅说话。
And the second part of the scripture remind us as believers.
圣经提醒信徒咧，要你都去敬重在你们中间劳苦嘅人。
Number one, we need to respect those who work hard among us.
圣经话咧，弟兄们，我要劝你们要敬重那些在你们中间劳苦的。
Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you.
点解要特别你都去劝告啊
？Why do we need to preach about this？
点解要特别你都去请求你要你都去敬重
？Why do we ask you to really pay our respect？
点解
？Why？
因为圣经话咧，我哋咧要你都去特别敬重嗰啲喺你哋中间劳苦嘅。
Because the Bible said we must acknowledge those who work hard among us。
佢哋系主自己所赐嘅。
It's actually granted by God。
圣经话咧，主自己将使徒、先知、牧师和教师赐俾教会。
So in the scripture it says God Himself granted us prophets, preachers, teachers, apostles.
所以系主自己赐俾我哋嘅。
So it's actually specially granted by God.
圣经恐怕我哋听唔到啊。
The scripture, we know God is afraid that we actually couldn't hear and didn't listen.
所以圣经再一次强调。
So the Bible actually reinforces it.
要点样啊？唔系净系即系要你都去敬重佢。
It's not just to respect them, to acknowledge them.
要你都系点样？让爱心格外尊重佢哋。
So we need to hold them in the highest regard in love.
因为佢哋所作嘅一切。
because of their work.
因为他们是主所赐的。
Because they are specially granted by God for us.
所以这个要求呢对牧者来讲都很为难的。
So this request is quite difficult for the minister or pastors.
因为呢一方面我们会想就是呢啲弟兄姊妹咧，会唔会尊重我咧
？On one hand, we think, will the brother and sister respect us?
弟兄姊妹会唔会尊重 Andrew 同埋我咧
？Will brother and sister respect Andrew and myself?
但系另外一方面咧，牧者自己都要反思，我哋可唔可以被弟兄姊妹嚟到去敬重
？So, but being a minister, we need to reflect on ourselves. Are we worth to be respected?
我只能够要求圣经要求我哋大家一齐去留意嘅事。
So I can only request you to focus and keep an eye on what the scripture has reminded us.
不是我要求你们要这样做。
It's not from me. This request is not from me, but from the Bible.
是圣经要求我们要这样用爱心格外尊重他们。
So it's the Bible who asks us to hold them in the highest regard in love.
跟着第二个要求是什么呢就是要你们去彼此和睦。
The second request for believers is to live in peace with each other.
唔单止要你哋去尊重敬爱我哋嘅牧者。
In addition to show your respect and pay regards to our pastors,
亦都要喺弟兄姊妹嘅里面咧，要彼此和睦。
So we need to live in peace among our brothers and sisters.
我同你讲咧，就系喺单一文化嘅教会里面咧，要彼此相爱咧，已经好难。
It's actually not really easy to love each other in a monocultural context church.
要喺一个嘅多元文化嘅教会里面咧。去学习彼此相爱咧，系更加挑战。
It's really, really challenging, or more challenging, when you try to love each other in a multicultural context, a multicultural church.
因为我哋大家都唔同噶。
Because we are different.
我自细喺马来西亚长大。
So I actually grew up in Malaysia.
由细到大咧，我要同马拉人一齐。
So I need to live with Malay.
我要同印度人一齐。
With Indian,
我要同一啲嘅土著一齐。
With some locals,
我要同佢哋一齐食饭。
I need to have dinner or have meals.
我同佢哋一齐打波。
To play balls with them.
我嘅食饭嘅呢个嘅习惯同佢哋唔同。
So actually, my habit of eating is totally different from them.
我有一个印度嘅朋友。
I've got an Indian friend.
有一次我同佢一齐睇电视。
So we watched the television together.
我喺呢度食薯片咁样。
So I'm having my chips.
我一边睇电视一边食薯片。
While I'm watching TV.
跟住咧，佢就一边食薯片咧，一边咧食呢个嘅紫天椒辣椒。
So on the side, actually, he's having chips at the same time with some really hot chili.
然之后咧，佢要将辣椒咧俾我，一边薯条一边辣椒。
So he tried to share the chilies with me, and it's one side chips, one side chili.
我同一啲马拉嘅朋友一齐坐埋一齐嘅时候，佢哋用手食饭。
When I'm having meals with Malay, they're actually using their hands to have food.
哎呀，好核突啊！我哋点样可以用手嚟到去食饭咧
？How can we have you know grab the food with our hands？
我哋每一个人都唔同嘅文化。
We are from different cultures。
但系咧，我哋要学习点样嚟到去彼此尊重。
But we need to learn how to have mutual respect。
点样彼此嚟到去相爱
？How to love each other？
喺圣经里边咧，再一次讲就系咧，我哋今时今日今朝早我哋用唔同嘅语言敬拜。
So from the scripture is that this morning we're actually using different languages to worship the Lord。
我哋用唔同嘅文化，大家唔同嘅文化喺当中去敬拜。
So we're actually from different cultures, different whatever, but we praise the Lord, we worship the Lord together。
但系我哋是否有喺耶稣嘅里边同样嘅信心同埋呢个嘅知识咧？
但系我。But do we actually share the same faith and knowledge in Christ?
圣经话我哋系要喺信心同埋知识里边去合一。
The scripture said we need to have unity in faith and knowledge.
我再讲一次，圣经冇叫我哋语言要合一。
I repeat it again. The Bible never asks us to have the same language, to have unity in language.
文化要合一。
In never asks us to have unity in culture.
兴趣要合一。
Or habits.
圣经要求我哋信心同埋知识喺耶稣基督里边要合一。
The Bible asks us to have unity in the faith and knowledge in Christ。
我哋是否有同样嘅信心同埋知识咧
？Are we sharing the same faith and knowledge？
我哋识唔识得嚟到去按照圣经嘅说话牧养弟兄姊妹咧
？Do we actually know how to nurture, how to pasture the whole congregation in Christ according to the Bible？
我哋识唔识得按照圣经嘅教导嚟到去善待我哋嘅新嘅传道人
？Are we going to respect and be really nicely to our new pastors in Christ and according to the Bible？
我唔系叫你尊重我。
I'm not asking you to respect me。
我系叫你要尊重佢。
But you need to respect Andrew。
求主嚟到去帮助。
May God help us。
Andrew 点解会嚟到我哋教会咧
？Why would Andrew be here with us？
我同佢傾到好多偈。
I've actually had lots of conversation with him。
我都好想佢將自己嚟到我哋教會嘅心路歷程咧，同我哋去分享。
Actually, I would like to have Andrew to share with us all the experience, you know, when you come to us.
Thank you so much, Reverend Tang. Really appreciate those words.
唔該曬鄭牧師，實在好感謝你所講嘅説話。
I especially appreciate the words about respecting and looking after your pastor. That's fantastic.
就最中意咧，就係要去尊重同埋要睇住你哋嘅牧者。
But actually, it does sound like a lot of hard work.
但係同時間咧，即係似乎我都好多嘢要做啦，跟住。
Well, this is a very special day for myself and my family and for Auckland Chinese Presbyterian Church.
今日嚟讲，对于我、对于我家庭同埋对于我哋教会都一件好好紧要嘅一日。
And I want to say hello to those who are downstairs as well. We haven't forgotten you. So I hope you're enjoying it.
同下边嘅弟兄姊妹打招呼，希望你会好。
I thank God, I thank my family, and I thank all of you for being a part of it.
好多谢咧。我的家庭同埋好多嘅朋友咧，係今日參與喺當中嘅。
When my previous position finished up, I asked myself the question: Am I still cut out for pastoral ministry?
當我上一份嘅事工去結束嘅時候咧，我就去問下自己，究竟我咪要完全脱離呢個牧養嘅工作咧
？I met with someone who helped me to clarify and to have another look at my goals for my life.
而咧，我好高兴咧，同一啲人咧，去帮助到我，去到倾偈咧，同我倾偈咧，同埋俾我去重新揾到我嘅目标嘅。
The first thing I wrote down was, I long to see people amazed and inspired by the good news.
第一件事我写低嘅咧，就系我好渴望咧，人其他嘅人咧，可以因为福音嘅缘故得到哇，好惊喜同埋好有启发嘅。
The truth is.We are more loved than we could possibly imagine.
事实上喺我哋想象里边咧，其实我哋系更加被爱噶。
But we are also broken. We need healing from our past hurts.
但系同时间咧，其实我哋都系好破碎，我哋需要咧喺以前一啲嘅伤害里边咧得到医治。
And we also need forgiveness.
我哋又需要咧宽恕。
From our stubborn rebellion against a holy God.
尤其是一啲宽恕咧，系因为我哋自己背叛咧，我哋反叛咧，去得罪咗神。
The second thing I wrote was I want to equip people to be agents of societal transformation。
第二件事我写低嘅咧，就系我好希望咧，去装备咧身边一啲嘅人咧，去到成为一个社会嘅改变嘅转型嘅一个好重要嘅角色。
That sounds fairly ambitious, doesn't it？
大家系咪觉得我太有野心咧
？But it's true。
但是真实的，是真的要这样的。
Because when we experience healing and forgiveness, and we realize that we are placed on this earth for a purpose, then we can change the world.
当我们知道我们是得到医治和去有悔改有赦罪的时候，我们也知道我们放在这个世界上面是有个目的的时候，我们就是要去改变世界了。
Maybe not the whole world at once, but I like what Mother Teresa said.Yep.
或者咧，呢一个唔系一次性好巨大嘅一个改变，但我好中意咧德兰修女所讲嘅。
Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love.
唔系我哋每一个都可以做一啲大嘅事，但系我哋可以用我哋好大好无比嘅爱咧，去完成一啲小事。
So I realized that I still have a passion for the kinds of things that churches exist for.
咁之後咧，我就發現咗原來咧，我對於呢個教會存在嘅目的咧，係仲有份嘅。
When I saw the advertisement for an English pastor for the Auckland Chinese Presbyterian Church, I made some inquiries.
當我咧知道哦，原來呢間教會咧要請一個英語嘅傳道人嘅時候咧，我就有啲做咗啲查詢啦。
You were all so helpful and welcoming, and here I am today.
而 而咧，你哋咁多个人咧都好帮助到我咧，亦都令到我觉得好受好好有好受欢迎，好舒服、哦。所以我今日就喺度啦。
Here's a few things I really like about ACPC.
有几样嘢咧，我好中意呢间教会嘅。
We are Chinese.
我哋系中国人，我哋系华人。
Well, I'm not Chinese yet, but I'm working on it.
我仲未系华人，但我会努力嘅。
While about 10% of Aucklanders are Chinese, fully 60% of the people living in the CBD are Chinese.
在奧克蘭裏面其實有 10% 的人是華人來的，而在這個市中心裏面整整有66%的是華人。
We are well placed to connect with the people around us.
我們實在一個太好的位置去跟其他人去做一個聯繫。
The second thing is that we welcome people of all cultures, and this is especially true of our English ministry, which I lead.
第二件事就是其实我们是欢迎所有文化的人的，而很对，因为在英文堂那里是更加能够是对，因为我们真的欢迎所有文化的人来到我们当中。
With more than 200 ethnic groups in Auckland, many of them open to hospitality and friendship, we have no shortage of prospective members.
知道咧，其實我哋係俾200多個嘅文化民族去圍繞嘅時候咧，你可想而知，佢哋大部分都好中意友誼同埋我哋嘅款待，所以你唔使擔心我哋第日唔夠呢個去吸納嘅一啲將來嘅會友。
And then thirdly, we are one church with two ministries, Cantonese and English.
而我哋係一個同一嘅教會裏邊咧，有兩個嘅事工，有英文同埋廣東話嘅事工。
Each ministry has its own flavour.But we are committed to the same thing.
雖然我們兩個的事工都有不同的特色，但是我們都是委身在同一樣東西上面。
In working together, we can embrace both Chinese and Kiwi cultures, the best of both worlds.
當我們合一，我們同心去到侍奉神的時候，我們將會在兩個不同的文化提出最好的東西。
As you can see today, one of my interests is singing.And I'm very grateful to the members of my barbershop chorus for being here today. Or some of the members, there's more of us as well.
咁咧，大家都今日發現咗，其實我好中意唱歌啦。咁咧，亦都好多謝咧，今日有一班其實男聲無伴奏合唱團嘅一啲大部分嘅團友都喺當中今日嚟到當中嘅。
One of the things that we emphasize as a lot is to have chords which ring.
而我哋当我哋练唱嘅时候咧，其中一样好紧要嘅嘢咧，就当我哋唱一啲和弦嘅时候，合埋一齐咧，要好响亮、好好听嘅。
By accurately singing the notes of the chord together, we can make what is called an overtone, another note that none of us is actually singing.
有样嘢好奇妙嘅，就系当我哋咧每一个人都唱准我哋嘅音嘅时候咧，系会有一个，我觉得中文好好。中文咧有个音，有个字咪叫弦外之音嘅，真系嘅。佢哋冇一个人唱紧嗰几个音，但系咧，佢话喺上边咧有另外一个音咧展现咗出嚟，真系弦外之音。
This is such a great picture of what we are all about。
呢个系一个好美丽嘅图画，去形容我哋成班人一齐喺度。
As we contribute our individual passions and talents and service to the vision of the church, a beautiful note can be heard above it all.Christ.
当我们在同一个使命去努力去奉献每一个人的才干我们的时间还有我们的热情的时候还有我们的奉献的时候有一个很漂亮的音在外面一个音就会响起
yeah, Christ.
那个音就是耶稣基督
right. She's great, isn't she great? May people seeJesus in us as we sing and make music with gratitude in our hearts to God.
当我们存着感恩的心去给神去到唱歌去到制造音乐的时候愿意其他人都可以见到可以听到耶稣基督。
And on that theme, and not recruited by me, but my daughter Hannah has offered to sing us a song about the one that we love and worship. Thanks, Hannah.
咁咧，而家我哋系呢个自告奋勇嘅 可爱的女儿 Hannah 咧，系会同大家去唱俾神听，去唱俾我哋听咧一首好美好嘅诗歌。呢首诗歌系 What a Beautiful Name， 多么美好嘅名字。喺当中咧系讲到耶稣基督系一个好美、好令人惊叹、好有权柄嘅一个名字。佢唔单单系留喺我哋喺个地上生活，虽然我哋系犯咗罪，佢都系拯救我哋，仲系战胜死亡嘅一位。嚟请。
Yeah, if you know the song and would like to join later on, I'll give you a cue when we're feeling like we'll kind of work it through. So.
Yeah, Andrew 话如果你识唱呢首歌，一阵佢举手，你就可以跟住一齐唱。
You were the Word in the beginning.One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is.The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.Didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. When sin was great, your love was greater. So what could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderfulName it is the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, and nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you were raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign.Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names.
Stand up.
You have no rival, you have no equal, you're in forever, God, who reigns. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Yes. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have world no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. What a powerful name it is, nothing stands against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Please be seated. 请坐. It's quite a beautiful picture when Andrew supports you. Well supported by Daddy. So precious.
好美好的畫面在前面看到 Daddy怎樣在當中去到支持女兒去到唱歌, 真的其實很美麗的畫面.
So after this is the commissioning service, Andrew, and by Reverend Pauline Stewart. Thank you for being here with us today. And then after that, we would like to invite the City of Sales Chorus, most of the chorus, to present, to offer two songs, Alleluia and Irish Blessing. So, 現在將會是 Andrew, Pastor Andrew的就職典禮, 我們今天很歡迎呢, Pauline 牧師 Stewart 在我們當中去幫我們進行這個儀式, 接著之後呢, 就會有, City of Sales的無伴唱, 藍星合唱團呢, 去幫我們去獻唱兩首詩歌, 就是Alleluia 和一個愛爾蘭的祝福。
Before Micah, the moderator, begins, let me just say, I better get up there, or somehow. Yeah, I can do that. All right, here I am. I represent the wider church, not just the presbytery, but the wider church, and particularly the journey that you all went on to find an assistant pastor for your parish. I also represent the tireless energy that Micah and Martin Bing and the committee went to try and explain to me who you were, what you were looking for, who you were looking for, what it is you were trying to do, so that with the committee I could help you make a decision. And I represent the body of the church, the body of Christ, that is cheering you on into the future. Because you'll need lots of cheers. You have lots to do, and God has equipped you greatly. So that's why I'm here. Thank you, Mike.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，教会的元首，将恩赐来到去俾教会去建立佢嘅身体。我哋今朝要嚟到去为Andrew嚟到去举行呢个就职礼，让佢成为教会嘅助理传道。我哋英文。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, who has given gifts for the building up of his body, we are now to induct Andrew to be assistant pastor to the parish and pastor of the English-speaking congregation of this parish.
The scripture readings and the sermon today have served to remind us that the Word of God, the Old and New Testaments, is our supreme rule of faith and life. Do I just keep on? All right, thank you. Now, I want to say to you, Andrew, and also to Rachel, because you are a team. As a pastor, you are called to declare before all humankind the gospel of God's grace. You are faithfully to preach and to teach God's word to the people and be their shepherd. You are to encourage God's people to exercise the gifts that they've been given, develop them more so that together you may build up the body of Christ and proclaim Christ to this city. As a pastor, you are to visit your people, especially those who are sick or in any kind of trouble. You are to comfort the sad, console the bereaved, encourage the discouraged, and affirm those who are reflecting Christ's love. You are to rejoice with those who rejoice and to be sad with those in sorrow. As a pastor, Andrew is to lead his people to repentance and faith by sharing with them God's mercy and forgiveness. You are to strive for peace and goodwill among all. As a pastor, you are to lead the worship of your people. You can see Micah said it's hard work. These are the things that he just got to start doing. Andrew, our brother in Christ, as a pastor of God's church and as a shepherd of his flock, you know to what awesome and sacred trust you are called. I invite you, Andrew, now to express your faith in God and to reaffirm that you are resolved with God's help to exercise conscientiously your ministry in this parish.
Thank you very much. It is my joy on the occasion of this commissioning to state publicly my faith in God and to reaffirm my commitment to Jesus Christ, who is my Saviour and Lord. I accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testament and as expressing everything that is necessary for salvation, and that the word of God contained in these scriptures is our supreme rule of faith and life. Further, I readily accept the call to be the assistant pastor in this parish, and I intend by God's grace to equip myself more and more to be a faithful pastor to his people.
Now I have something to ask of you, to speak to you. Would you please stand? I wonder, Micah, just a little bit here, if there'd be three laptops available after church. I think we should have a typing race, and I think you do Chinese, I do Australian, and he does a Kiwi. I would, anyway, I probably lose, but I just thought about that. It hit my mind. Well, you are the members of this parish. You are the people of God. And you have been called to spread the gospel among your neighbours and throughout this city. You are to be faithful witnesses to Christ in your homes and in your daily life and work. You've been called to glorify God's name by exercising every gift bestowed upon you. Rely gladly on the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit and honour Christ in all things. This requires that you come together for worship. It requires that you attend regularly preaching and teaching of those who minister to you, and that you be faithful in reading and hearing the Word of God. Your prayer, your daily devotion, and believing firmly that it is through the faithful use of your gifts that Christ will fulfill his ministry to the world. That is your mission. And it's right here in this city. In all things, you are to act justly, to show love, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, my friends, you have agreed to call Andrew to be your assistant pastor. He's begun that work. In accepting him to work with Reverend Micah in your midst, listen carefully. Are you resolved to show him and Rachel and their family your humble respect and to give them encouragement and support in Jesus Christ? Could you say enthusiastically, with God's help, we are? Well, we're going to do that again. In accepting him to work with Reverend Micah in your midst, are you resolved to show him and Rachel and their family your humble respect and to give them encouragement and support in Jesus Christ. I believe you. Do you believe them?
I do.
And now we are going to have the commissioning and induction of Andrew through prayer. I invite Rachel and Andrew to kneel together here. I'm not sure if the floor or just on the top here, whatever is easier. And please sit down, yes. And if the, I think might be up here, yes, that would be much better. And if his family, Andrew's family, and the ruling elders of this church, would you please come? In this tradition, the laying on of hands is really like the breath of God being bestowed upon Andrew and Rachel. So I invite you to come forward, please. The ruling elders. I ask Andrew and Rachel to kneel. Thank you, Lord. Celia, are you here? So let us gather around closely and the family. Thank you. This prayer and adaptions of this prayer have been said for centuries to those whom God has called to minister. May the gifts of your each one of you as elders, may you feel them flowing in you through to Andrew. Holy God, you have willed that under Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, your people are to be fed and guided. We thank you that in Andrew you have provided a pastor for this people, in Rachel a partner in faith. We ask that your Holy Spirit will fill him with wisdom, understanding and insight, that together they will discern your will and boldly proclaim your word. Enable him to be a faithful and loving pastor, confident in your love and in your gifts, that your people may be challenged by the preaching of the gospel, strengthened by the sacraments, and firmly grounded in a Christian way of life. We ask that he has the freedom to use his special gifts here in this parish. Prepare the way for him, loving God. Prepare the way for this church to use Micah and Andrew in this city. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. And the people said, Amen. Thank you. Andrew and Rachel, would you like to stand and with Micah face the people? There, it's just. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and by the authority of this parish, I declare you commissioned as assistant pastor of this parish. And in acknowledgement of what we offer, we now give you the right hand of fellowship and our friendship. So here in this next little while, why don't some of you come forward and shake his hand and wish him well? Thank you. Don't be shy. Stay with me here. We'll just give the benediction together. And in about 20 seconds, we'll hold it off and you can do it after. Yes. Oh, that's good. Yes. If you don't mind, and we're going to get the five of us to have a photograph. That's Micah, myself, Rachel, and Andrew, and Moy. Thank you. Thank you very much, Moy. After the lovely elder in the purple jacket will probably cease. Okay, thank you. We'll just have a photograph and then the benediction. Thank you.
And also the member of the MSP, the member of
Ministry 7 and 4.
These are the people who found me. I was a bit.
I think I can stand up. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's very good. I like that. I think Star Wars should sort of be very notable. No, I like it.
I was thinking, what? I thought you were talking about the music. That would have been fun.
And now, thank you for allowing us that freedom to get the photographs because we want to tell the story. I say to all of you in the wonderful City of Sails chorus is going to give us a beautiful benediction in song, but God be with you every day. In everyone you meet, God be with you. May Jesus Christ, the Savior, save you every day. And may the power of the Holy Spirit give you courage. Give you humility to face your life every day. Amen, amen, amen.
This one works. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me on the special day. Really, it means so much to me. Just before we have morning tea, we have a few announcements that we'd like to give, primarily for the English ministry, but also for both ministries.
咁咧喺茶点之前咧，我哋将会有几个嘅报告嘅，大部分都系英文堂，但系都有啲关中文堂事嘅。
So the first one, of course, is I hope you're excited, because I am. In 2 weeks' time, we have church camp. And you know what that means? It means we need to register, don't we? We need to fill in our form, which I finally did yesterday, Robert, so you'll be pleased, and decide whether you want to be in a bunk room or in a lodge. Are you going to translate all that?
Yeah, 英文堂的宿营,大家都要很兴奋,两个礼拜之后,如果未报名的,请报名啦。
We have kayaking, we have, what's that thing with the frisbee golf? We have wonderful food, music, walks, and yours truly will be sharing from Daniel, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm really having a great time looking at the prophet Daniel. Great, we'll just keep going. So do sign up for that. The second thing, I'll ask Reverend Tang to give us a bit of a ad for that one. Thank you.
支持我哋嘅新传道人从登记教会嘅 camp 开始，呢个系对英文堂嘅弟兄姊妹讲。So
you actually, this is to all our CM members. This is the first thing you can
to EM.
To EM member. This is the first thing you can do to show your respect and support to Andrew is to do the registration for our camp.
唔係淨係佢一個人好興奮。
I hope that he's not the only one who's feeling so excited.
唔係淨係佢幾個人咧入咗 camp。
It's not just those a few people who's going to camp.
所以冇登記報名入 camp 嘅，話俾我聽。
So you need to report to Reverend Chang if you haven't done your registration.
啊，我會揾你傾下偈。
I'm going to talk, have a chat with you.
Okay.Support 我哋嘅新传道人从登记个 camp 开始。
To start your support to Andrew is to do the registration for camp.
Okay, if you're not going to register, then I'm going to look for you. Yeah, not including. Yeah. Okay. 有一件好紧要嘅事要同弟兄姊妹讲下。
So it's a very important issue that I need to share with you all.
两个星期前咧，我哋组织咗教会咧，中英文堂咧都一齐参观咗呢个嘅 building。
So 2 weeks ago, we paid a visit to this building together.
下个星期崇拜之后
，After the worship next week，
我哋中英文堂咧都会一齐嚟到去分享呢个嘅参观完咗之后咧一啲嘅即系回应。
So we're going to share our feedback and opinion. It's an open forum to everyone.
我哋会预备几个嘅问题咧，俾大家喺当中有方向咁嘅嘢嚟去分享嘅。
So there's a few questions set to guide the discussion and the sharing.
英文堂崇拜完咗之后咧，就会喺呢度好快脆咧，你哋用英文咧好方便咁样去分享。
So after the service on the English side, you're going to have the discussion and sharing here upstairs straight after the worship.
我哋希望咧系分组咁样样咧，朝住嗰啲问题去分享，然之后报告个 feedback.
So in groups, we want to share all the questions set by Reverend Tang, and then afterward we're going to have a sharing time, so everyone got to know what was being shared in the groups.
我哋都会将你哋嘅意见收集翻嚟咧，嚟到去做一啲嘅整理。
So we're going to collaborate and collect all the information, collect all your opinions.
中文堂咧，我哋就会喺崇拜之后咧，喺楼下咧，我哋去分享。
So CM is going to do this the same thing, but downstairs after our worship.
但我哋分享嘅方向咧系一样。
So the direction of our sharing and the guided questions are exactly the same.
我唔知道咧，就系上帝会唔会将呢度地方咧嚟到去俾我哋。
I actually don't know whether this place will be granted by God.
但系我就系知道咧，就系如果我哋冇做任何嘅改变嘅话咧，我哋嘅教会空间咧将会越嚟越细。
I just know that if we don't take any action, any further steps, we're going to be running out of place.
上帝嘅工作咧，都会喺当中咧系受到好多嘅唔同嘅因素嚟到去阻住。
There will be there's a lot of restriction of God's work.
我希望大家嚟到去预备下个星期一齐嚟到去翻嚟。
So I hope you all be prepared to come next Sunday.
系啦，如果你冇參觀，我哋都歡迎你一齊參與，都冇問題。
Yeah, even though you haven't been to, you know, been to the building, we welcome you to join the discussion and sharing.
Okay, now is the time for us to have refreshment.
No,
do you still have? Okay.
Yeah.
Couple more things. Two words actually. When I think about 25 Union Street, 57 car parks. Anyway, we'll move on to the next thing.
我可以講一樣嘢，即係關於呢個嘅建築物就係57個泊車位。
Just very quickly, thank you very much, Henry. The next one, thank you dinner for Reverend Stewart and Alison next Friday night at the New Golden Horse Green Lane. So that'll be fantastic just to thank them for their ministry over the last few years with us. Of course, Stewart will continue on more in a volunteer capacity, but we want to really thank him for his ministry and Alison as well. And the next one, of course, is if you're, you need to fast this week to prepare for next weekend because we also have potluck dinner on Sunday night, and my wife will actually be sharing about her recent trip to Jordan, working with refugees there. Plus, it'll be wonderful food and opportunity to bring friends to join us as well. We now have something special. We would like to acknowledge someone that is leaving next week to go to university, to Victoria University, and that is Amelia Bing. So, Amelia, would you like to come up? We have a couple of gifts for you, and we're going to get Nathan and I think myself to pray for you. So, it's a big step heading off to university,
yeah,
leaving home.
Yeah, 歡送 Martin's 嘅女女 Amelia, 她將會去到 Victoria 大學去到讀書，咁所以有幾份禮物同埋想有個禱告去到鼓勵佢嘅。
We have a couple of gifts, I believe. There, Nathan, do you want to bestow them? We'll just give her the bag. There we are. Enjoy that. Great, and we would like to pray for you. So Nathan will pray first.
Nathan 为我哋做一个祈祷。
Dear God, thank you for Amelia. I just thank you that she could be a part of our church, part of our youth group as well. Just pray for the transition period, Lord, that you'll be with her as she moves down to Wellington, and pray that the move itself goes well, that you keep her safe. Pray that she can find a good bunch of friends down there. Pray that she can work hard at uni and enjoy that experience. Most of all, I pray that that you remind her that you'll still be with her regardless of where she is in the world, that she can find a place to worship you, Lord, in the community down there that she belongs. Just pray all those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nathan's from Wellington, so he can identify, can't you? Lord, we do pray for Amelia. We pray that as she goes to Wellington, you would keep her safe. And more than that, she would really find that she flourishes as she does her studies and as she makes new friends and as she experiences life away from home. So bless her in every way, and we pray for her family back here adjusting to Amelia heading so far away. And we really, as Nathan said, surround her with really good folk that can encourage her in her faith and in her life down there. So bless her, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless Amelia. And that is it. And we're going to have morning tea. So if you could, some people help just move the chairs aside. Shall I say grace? Is that a good idea? Or I'll say grace. And just to thank the Lord for the food. And then we'll put the tables out. Lord, we thank you for this service, and we thank you for another glorious day to be here to worship you.